You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last Wednesday, the final report from the Abuse in State Care Inquiry was made public, detailing abuse within and by Aotearoa's state care system. Of particular note in the inquiry were the impacts on Aotearoa's Māori, Pacifica and disabled populations, who experienced on average further hardship than other groups. The final report makes several recommendations to Parliament to ensure meaningful change in Aotearoa's state care system. I discuss the expectations, impact and potential outcomes of the Abuse in State Care report on Pacific communities with Associate Professor of Criminology at the University of Auckland, Dr. Tamase Lau Sualii. Before we talk about the published report, to start us off, what was the attitude and anticipation towards the need for the Abuse in State Care inquiry, especially among Pacifica communities?
The attitude was one of, it was twofold. One, that it was important work to do. But secondly, that it wasn't going to be easy work, and particularly in terms of getting Pacific peoples, particularly Pacific survivors, to come to the table. And that was certainly the situation that the Commission experienced in terms of having to really do extra work to be able to get the numbers of Pacific peoples that they ended up with in the final count.
And when the report was published on Wednesday, was the information in there particularly shocking, especially to Pacific communities?
Yes and no. I think that the detail that's in the reports, the nature, especially the volume on the nature and extent of the abuse, would have been shocking to Pacific peoples, would have been shocking to everybody, largely because you don't have everyday experience. You may have heard of, and there may be certain groups within Pacific communities or wider New Zealand society that have direct experience of some of the trauma involved and the nature and extent of abuse involved. But for most communities, most families, most peoples, they don't have that as their everyday experience. So it would have been quite a shock. It's quite disturbing to read. It's not easy read. And so I can't imagine that it would have been expected. But certainly that there was a level of abuse that was happening. I think that generally, anecdotally, people knew that. But the degree of the extent and the nature of that abuse was not known.
And following the report's publication, there's been several informal apologies and an announcement of a formal Crown apology coming later this year. Do we think that those apologies are adequate for now?
I think apologies are never going to have the kind of healing effect for, you know, any of the survivors with the level of trauma or anybody that's been having experience wrong. But apologies are important because there is emotional context that are associated with abuse. And when it's recognised, when it's named and recognised and named at the national level, there is some, it does have an effect on survivors and their families and all of those that have been part of the healing. There is, it's like when you are trying to work out what's wrong with you if you have a mental health problem or a physical problem, and then you get a diagnosis, and there's a level of, I wouldn't say relief, but it's a situation where people at least can name it, they can feel like they can move forward a bit from it once you kind of have a sense of acknowledgement of it, and that's what apologies do.
Aside from the government response, the report also made several recommendations for policy change and funding allocation. How do we think those will address the issue?
It'll be hard, largely because the nature of centralised governing systems in countries like New Zealand will always face rollout problems because of the nature of having to deliver to large numbers of peoples. To be able to get the resources required to deliver a service well takes a lot of administrative, a lot of service know-how, and then to be able to work together with the team that are delivering the service more directly with those who need it. So in terms of potential slippage or some issues arising, that's going to be par for the course. But I think at this point in time, anything is going to be better than what we currently have.
And so do you think those solutions proposed or those recommendations made will solve the problem or are a step towards perhaps solving the problem further down the line?
Oh, definitely the latter. It's always going to be work in progress because you've got so many moving parts, so many layers involved. But if it's able to reach the families in need and you're able to localise the support to be able to have close proximity between those who need the help and the support for healing, for recovery, and those that are delivering it, then it's more likely to succeed. But it's always going to be a step in progressing towards the ideal outcomes that you want.
That was Associate Professor of Criminology at the University of Auckland, Dr. Tamase Lausualii, speaking to me about the Abuse in State Care Report and its role in Aotearoa's Pacific communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.